It's thundering a lot today. It's a face time.
Questions for Aaron?
Aaron, how much problems did their press man cause in timing of the offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think they had a good plan today. We just didn't execute very well, didn't throw well, didn't catch it well, didn't get open enough. You got to give them credit.
How disappointing is it to see the perfect season?
Yeah, I mean, I think our goals ultimately is to win a Super Bowl, so next step in getting that is number one seed in the playoffs. We've got a home playoff game. We've got a bye secured, so watch the game tomorrow night, see what happens, and then we'll finish up the season.
Is it possible some pressure was removed because of a loss?
Probably outside the facility, yeah, but yeah, we're just focused on getting to 14-0 and securing a number one seed, and then we're looking forward to the potential of the talk of 16-0, but ultimately our goal is to win the Super Bowl. Not really. I think it may have affected a couple throws, but it wasn't a major factor.
Concerns about the offensive line injuries?
Yeah, we got to get healthy. I think with two guys go out, Balaga and then Derek Sherrod, we need to get healthy. So it'd be nice to get Chad back at some point. It's nice to get Josh back today, but next man up has got to step in and play well. Yeah, I mean, I think you should talk to Mike about that, but I'd like to keep going, finish this thing off 15-1.
You've been injured to the O-line?
Yeah.
Is that the most you've been hit in a while?
Physically, yeah.
How much did you miss Greg today?
Yeah, we missed Greg. It's tough to replace a guy like that, but I think Randall stepped in and did some good things. They played a lot of man. They gave some help to Flowers and Carr at times. We need to do a better job getting down the middle and making some plays when they're going to be so wide with their safety. So you got to give them credit. They had a good plan. They executed well. Got after me with their four-man rush and had a lot of guys in coverage.
Is there any explanation for drops? This is why they occur in certain games?
Just physical mistakes. They're going to happen. The mental ones are the frustrating ones. The physical ones, they're going to happen. It's something we got to clean up. Super Bowl is the goal. So 16-0 is just three games away from the ultimate goal. So still trying to win the Super Bowl.
You're only the only people who can answer this question. How's a loss different after 364 days of winning than 3 weeks after?
Still sucks. Still not a fun feeling. So it's nice to go a calendar year without having to feel like this. But we finished off the season 7-1 on the road, and we got two home games to finish thing out, Chicago and Detroit. Hopefully, we'll get to a point where we're playing the way we want to play, going into a home playoff game.
You scored the play in the 1940,
I was optimistic, I was optimistic. I knew we had the 2 minute and three timeouts, and regardless if we kicked it deep or the onside, I figured if they got it, we had a chance to stop them and get the ball back.
Were you tempted to use more no-huddle and try to up the tempo?
It's really not my decision there. So when we get the chance to do that, I enjoy doing it, but it just depends on the flow of the game.
Is that it? Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks.
No one else will be coming in here, so if you need to go in the locker room, you can do that.